walked along the river. Other kids sort of playing in the river, nothing out of the ordinary. When we got back towards the weir, I said to my partner, I said, you know, the weir's opened up by a foot already. So should we walk over the bridge, which is where the weir is, which we started to do. And at that point, I see a little girl holding on to the bottom of the bridge, the concrete bit of the bridge. She was sort of shouting, help, help. And I see her mum and her granddad trying to get to her. So with that, I like just jumped over a fence, took all the stuff out of my pocket, took my shoes off, jumped down the 10-foot wall, jumped in the water and tried my way, make my way towards her. I literally, it's just like I say, I made my way across the water, but I couldn't do it very quick because the current was getting stronger as it was, the locks was opening up more, the current was getting stronger. So I got to the archway where I was one side of the archway and she was on the other part of the archway. I'd literally got, I don't know, halfway to three quarters of the way across. And with that, the little girl was screaming and I shouted and she let go. She couldn't hold on anymore. With that, as she come through, I said, grab me. We grabbed each other. And like I say, we just went down the river, tumbling upside down always. As soon as I sort of got my bearings, I sort of said to her, you got to kick, paddle. And she went under a couple of times, pulled her back up. And like I say, further down the river, I just looked at the edge and I was thinking to myself, I didn't even know if I was going to make it myself, let alone get her to the safety. We sort of just got to the edge and I just grabbed hold of a branch. We sort of laid in the water for 5 minutes just to get our breaths back. With that, I like pushed her out the water. I told her to sit on the bank. If I wasn't there, I know what the outcome would have been for yesterday. And I've lost a little girl. So to have that heartache for the parents, I've saved that. So for me, it was a really good day.
And it sounds, Fred, that you didn't really think about your own safety. It was just your instinct to get into the water to save her.
Well, you don't, do you? It's a little kid who... I know, I understand now where people... And I've never sort of thought... People jump in to help people. And at the time, you don't think, but you can see how quickly fatalities happen, if that makes sense. But at the end of the... You know, my partner said at one point, don't go in, but you don't have a choice. Your body tells you. I couldn't let that girl sit there any longer. And I was just lucky. I was where I was at that time to do something.
Did the strength of the water surprise you when you actually got in?
Yeah. I've done white water rafting abroad in really bad waters. And I know it falls down rivers different, but the current was just... You can't stand up in water when it's like that, which makes it even harder.
You are being called a hero today, Fred. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm not a hero at the end of the day. Do you know, I was dumb because he made me cry. You don't think of it like that at the time. So that's it, really. You just do what you do.